From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Now that the distraction of the election is behind me, I've turned to checking out the projects and spares on hand. If things go to plan, I should be able to complete some projects that have accumulated, as well as some new ones. In one way, the internet is proving a boon with the source of very cheap components. But on the other hand, this outsourcing doesn't help for my local retailers. This is the bind that we find ourselves in as the retailers rationalise, remove stock that doesn't move. For all the hype, we have seen brands disappear from the grocery shelves and the farmers leaving the industry, just as the serviceman has become almost a relic in the throwaway society. Of course, this is the time for the spring clean, and it is my plan to get antennas checked and others erected and grounds and earthing checked. With the high temperatures already bringing bushfires to part of the country, it makes me wonder what weather will be in store for the cyclone season. At the moment, I look out on a brown landscape, kindling at the ready, as a result of the wetter-than-usual winter. Apart from moist soil helping antenna efficiency, we need rain. Let's all make sure our hobby is a tool, and not a threat, in the coming summer. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Brisbane area, it can be heard on 1843 kHz using amplitude modulation. I'm Terry, VK4 Alpha, Alpha Tango.
Good morning, this is Dougal, VK4 Echo Kilo Alpha, with information on the coming event of the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated. The recent high-power trial was considered by the ACMA to be a failure even before the trial period had ended. For the trial, applicants were required to ensure that the proposed signal level from the station complied with the radio frequency limits stipulated in the ARPANSA standard. The ACMA commented, "Knowledge and awareness of the requirements of the apparatus license LCD did not meet ACMA expectations." In response, the Darling Downs Radio Club, Inc. will have a presentation on this at its next social and technical meeting. A short review of current rules for electromagnetic radiation safety for amateur stations will be presented by Dougal. All are welcome to attend. The meeting on Monday, 23rd September, commences at 7 p.m. The venue is the Drayton Bowls Club, corner of Ball Street and Gipps Street, Drayton. Cheers from the Darling Downs Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News. From Castledine in North Brisbane, it is transmitted on 7.130 MHz, following the national WIA News 9 a.m. Sundays. I'm Paul, VK4 Bravo Golf Tango.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, with news from the Redcliffe Radio Club. This Monday night, the club has its usual technical talk, and the upcoming talk this week is by Doug, VK4 Oscar Echo, who'll be presenting his experiences with the construction of gear for the microwave bands. Doug will be demonstrating that making gear for the higher bands is not all that difficult, nor is it expensive. If you can't be at the clubhouse next Monday night, you'll miss out on a great presentation about bands that if we don't use them, we'll lose them. The presentation, of course, will start at about 7:30 p.m. and the Redcliffe Clubhouse is located at McFarlane Park in Klingner Road, Kippering, UBD, MAP 91, Reference G1. Come one, come all, it's the inaugural Red Fest. Yes, the inaugural Red Fest will be held at St Michael's College, 1-63 The Abbey Place, Caboolture, and doors open at 9 a.m. on Saturday, the 5th of October, 2013. As this news goes to air, some 10 tables have already been booked, and David, VK4ICE, will be there with many bargains as well as other commercial outlets. Club President Peter, VK4EA, suggests that you arrive early to get the best deals. If you wish to know more, either as just coming as a visitor, or if you really want to sell some of those precious items that have just been laying around the shack for years, please contact the club at the club's website or at Redfest at redcliffradioclub.org.au, or read the text edition of Q News for the details of the website. Now, on travel. Another club member, Ken VK4FWEN, and wife Wendy VK4FWEN, are also off on a sea cruise later this year. I must be doing something wrong. Oh well, there's always next year, and with a bit of luck, the fish might actually be biting when I take myself fishing. Until next week, that's it. It's Ray VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. 7-3.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.